Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Go for Understanding, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17, Do not be foolish, but be wise by understanding what the Lord's will is. I have just read from the New English Translation. I remember having a conversation with a backslidden brother who argued with me about the definition of fornication. He tried to convince me that if two people have agreed to marry each other and become intimate, they are not committing fornication because marriage is about consent. I tried to show him from Scripture that while marriage involves consent, a lady is given in marriage by the constituted spiritual authority over her. She does not give herself in marriage. Her father or someone occupying that position in her life is the one who gives her in marriage. My conversation with this brother, whom the Lord is now restoring, opened my eyes to an important issue I had not properly considered. Sexual immorality is a major source of stumbling for many believers, but little is said about it in many church assemblies. Many have gotten into trouble in this area because of carelessness in small things. I remember having to instruct one of my mentees to never be alone with a sister when she visits. God's will for us as believers is that we become holy. Nothing hinders this more than sexual immorality. Fleeing sexual immorality is not a suggestion for believers. It is an instruction. If we are to continue living and excelling spiritually, we must put to death the works of the flesh, see Romans 8:13. And the first on that list is sexual immorality, see Galatians 5, verse 19. We live in a world that is increasingly sensual. Temptations are everywhere, but remember that where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. Grace empowers us to resist sin and teaches us how to deny worldly lusts, Titus 2, 11 to 12. For example, grace would teach an unmarried young man not to tell a lady he does not intend to marry that he loves her. Go into today asking the Lord for grace to stand firm in this area. This grace is received by faith. You have to believe that you can stand and stay pure. Prayer. I expel and resist every latent influence of the spirits of immorality. I walk in holiness and inherit God's promises. Amen. See 2 Corinthians 7:1. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 60 to 62. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 60 to 62.
Psalm 60, for the director of music, to the tune of The Lily of the Covenant, a miktam of David for teaching, when he fought Aram, Naharaim, and Aram Zobah, and when Joab returned and struck down 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt.
You have rejected us, God, and burst upon us. You have been angry. Now restore us. You have shaken the land and torn it open. Mend its fractures, for it is quaking. You have shown your people desperate times. You have given us wine that makes us stagger. But for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary.
In triumph, I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbasin. On Edom, I toss my sandal. Over Philistia, I shout in triumph.
Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, God, you who have now rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies.
Psalm 61, for the director of music, with stringed instruments, of David.
Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you, I call, as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then I will ever sing in praise of your name and fulfill my vows day after day.
Psalm 62, for the director of music, for Jeduthun, a song of David.
Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down this leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Surely the lowborn are but a breath, the highborn are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God. With you, Lord, is unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.